Good morning.
Morning.
Well, as those of you that are used to being at our press conferences, this is a little different.
Meeting in the city council chamber instead of the Hagler Auditorium, Robinson fielded questions from the students on a wide range of issues, from economic development to preserving local historical landmarks to homelessness. On the latter, he told them he's looking forward to following up on the homeless summit held earlier this month.
We had a good discussion with some of our partners because this is not something that local government can take on by itself. We're going to need the participation of local partners. We'll sit down with them and look at what we can do and what may be better for the government to take on and then move from there.
Once a direction is hammered out, the mayor says both the city and county can move as one with some type of joint ordinance.
We want to find ways to help people. If you are truly needing help, we want to find a way to help you. But we want you to work within the framework of what we're trying to do with help. Those are all important as we move forward, and that's what I think you're going to see us do.
Another student-raised topic was the prospect of a limestone crushing facility at the Port of Pensacola. Incoa Performance Minerals sought to move into warehouses 9 and 10 of the port and acquire 6.5 acres of adjacent land for development.
I met with a group probably about 3 months ago, and I told them that I did not see the limestone crushing and the train traffic that was going to go through downtown is necessarily being consistent with, again, all the great things we're doing downtown.
Robinson says the city is still very much committed to the port and what can be done there. He also offered an alternative for an Inco Minerals operation.
If they wanted to come here and bring their ships here, unload onto a barge and take the barge somewhere else, like, say, the shipyard over there where the scrap is on Bayou Chico, and they wanted to crush there, they did not come back with anything. We moved on. We have a couple of people that are interested in that port warehouse. By saying no, we might have actually gotten an opportunity to see a better opportunity for us.
The mayor also took a turn at addressing workforce development, saying the kids in the gallery and elsewhere are the future of Pensacola.
Pensacola is only going to be as good as you are willing to take it, not where I am. I'm headed off into the sunset of my career soon. Much of what's going to happen with what's going on and what this community is really dependent upon y'all.
And the key to that future, he told them, is education.
I hope you go out and get skills either at a college or a trade school or joining the military. I hope you learn things, see things, and then come back to Pensacola and find a way to do them here. I think that's what we need more than anything else.
To that end, the city of Pensacola plans talks with the Escambia County School Board on ways to use the city's recreational facilities for more academic purposes. Robinson says they won't get involved with day-to-day school issues, but
we have a community center almost within a mile or so of everybody in the city. But what we could do is start doing more academic pursuits there. We could get with a number of different groups, much like the mess hall that does things with STEM related. We could be doing those kind of things at our community centers.
The city plans to explore other ways to augment and help the Escambia School District, and Mayor Grover Robinson says it all boils down to the workforce.
Where it used to be important that communities were near natural assets, the future will be communities and their ability to attract and retain talented individuals. That's why you see what we're trying to do with quality of life programs, walkability, a variety of things that we're trying to do so that the best and brightest will want to come back to Pensacola.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.